Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Come by and say hello, an abbreviated show today because we have a doubleheader in Detroit and the Paul Skeens game. We'll have Skeens baseball for you airing at 5:40. They'll set the game up for you from Detroit at 5:15. Malzy off today. He's still on vacation down in Florida. Donnie off today. He is in Delaware, so it's you and me for the next 3 hours and change at 412-928-9370. We're going to start with a little football. I want to start with something we can all relate to, and that's getting a speeding ticket and the ways we've gotten out of speeding tickets and how we handle that. That was Mary Kay Cabot in Cleveland on our sister station there, who is the Jerry Dulac of the Browns. She's the longest tenured Browns insider. I think she's actually going into the Hall of Fame this summer for her Browns coverage, so congratulations on all her success. And she's saying pretty dangerous what Shedeur Sanders did, his first misstep, I would say, since being drafted. Some might say I told you so already with him, even though he's had no off-the-field trouble before this. He was at 12:30 this morning cited for going 101 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. He went 41 miles per hour over the speed limit. Have you ever gone faster than 101? 412-928-9370. Have you ever gone 40 miles per hour over a speed limit? My answer to both questions is no. My wife has labeled me a slowpoke. I am actually a very cautious driver. I, at most, go 10 miles per hour over the speed limit on the highway when I set cruise control. So I'm like the last person you want to drive with when you're in a hurry. We've got Sanders going over the speed limit by 40 miles per hour. Now, she's talking about how this is kind of a black eye for him, and not only is it dangerous, which when was not drunk, no booze in his system, and there's not a lot of people on the road, and it's a highway. So, I don't know. I hear people tell me that now the cars are designed to go that fast. So, maybe he was driving a Dodge truck. So, I don't know. Maybe that is dangerous. In your opinion, maybe it's not. I mean, if he was driving on the Autobahn, he would have been fine. First of all, we've got an insider saying that this is like maybe a demerit or a mark against him in a quarterback competition. It's the Browns. We're in Pittsburgh. I'm only bringing it up because the Steelers had ample opportunities to draft this guy. They chose not to, and they elected instead to bring Aaron Rodgers in and take Will Howard in the sixth round. And if for some crazy reason, if Shedeur Sanders were to play in Cleveland and do well, we would absolutely get calls on this station from people saying the Steelers blew it, they should have picked Sanders, Tomlin liked Sanders, blah, 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 blah. I wanted the Steelers to take a shot on him in the moment. When he dropped to the fifth round, I got to admit something, I changed my mind. And I don't do that often, but that was a sign to me that I had misevaluated this player, not the first, not the last. I mean, I thought Kenny Pickett was going to be great. So I don't bat 1,000 on these things. He wasn't even the first quarterback the Browns picked. You guys know all of that. The point is, I think he is going to be – I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be forgotten as a football player and will at some point cross over like Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow have to become more celebrity than football player. I don't really see it there as – you know, he's in the worst place he could possibly be. I know the Steelers have not developed quarterbacks under Tomlin, and they've screwed guys up. I think they have to take some culpability for Kenny's failures, of course. Mason Rudolph and the way they jerked him around. And we'll see what happens with Will Howard. I mean, I'm concerned because the Tomlin administration doesn't bat 1,000. They're actually batting more like 0 when it comes to young quarterbacks. But this is an opportunity for me to revisit this and just say 2 months after the draft, I think the Steelers ended up making the right call. And I see Shedeur Sanders, it's hard to label a guy a bust when he's picked in the 5th round, but I don't see him being successful really whatsoever. Mark, this is a great stat. This is like a good trivia question. There's only one quarterback in the history of the NFL that was picked in the 5th round that went on to make the Pro Bowl. Tom Brady was picked in the 6th round. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. Same round Will Howard was picked in, as a matter of fact. Mark Brunell is the only quarterback picked in the 5th round who's gone to a Pro Bowl ever in the entire history of the league. I went back and looked at, before the show, every 5th round pick since 2008, every quarterback 5th round pick, there's 26 guys on the list. Their combined record is 28-74. 28-74. They lose 2/3 of the time. In the last 20, that's how long is that now? 2008? That is 16 years. In the last 16 years, the 5th round pick with the most wins is John Skelton. Do you know who he played for, Dom?
Couldn't tell you.
The Cardinals. He went 8-9. None of them have a winning record. Actually, Dennis Dixon has a winning record. He was 2-1 with the Steelers, filling in for Ben in 2009 and 2010. Sam Howell, actually, has started the most games already by quarterbacks picked in the 5th round. He's 5-13. So that goes to show you how hard it is for 5th round picks to succeed in the NFL at quarterback. And Shedeur Sanders got drafted by the worst possible team when it comes to drafting and developing quarterbacks. The only quarterback the Browns have developed in the last 25 years since they've come back to the NFL, they gave up on. Now he's in Tampa Bay, and he's gone to the playoffs the last couple of years, and he won a playoff game 2 years ago. So that's the Browns in a nutshell. I honestly thought, while the draft was playing out, that the Steelers should take a swing on Shedeur Sanders, and now I think his career is going to be a disaster. I think he's going to produce almost no memorable moments. It's crazy that there's a quarterback competition there between Kenny Pickett and Shedeur Sanders, theoretically. But when I saw this story this morning, I'm like, I think Sanders is so polarizing. Some people are going to take this traffic citation and say, this is proof that he's not going to make it as an NFL quarterback. I think that's ridiculously dumb. I don't think that driving fast is a sign that a guy is not going to be a good quarterback and is prone to bad decision-making. We've all gotten a speeding ticket, right? Is there a single human being out there listening right now that's never been pulled over for going too fast? 412-928-9370. He went 101 in a 60. You don't see a lot of 60s, Dom. You see a lot of 55s and 65s. You don't see speed limits that end in 5 many places. You really don't.
Yeah, that's a weird one. You've never gone over 100 miles per hour?
No, you have?
I've gotten close. I don't think I have, though, either.
I think it's more just I'm scared that I'm going to get in trouble is what the issue is.
There are definitely there are definitely some highways here in Pittsburgh, though, that it's very easy to go 30 over. And I do it quite frequently, to be honest.
Well, we've got a lot of 55s. And I feel like we got a lot of 55s that should be more like 70 is what you're saying. So on those roads, like, have I seen people go 85 or 90? Yes, I've been in the car with someone who likes to go that fast. I'm actually not going to say her name, but you can probably put 2 and 2 together. So the opening salvo here is about Shedeur Sanders. We've got Will Howard instead. We've got Aaron Rodgers instead. And does anybody regret on the Steelers passing him up and saying, now we're good? 412-928-9370. Has anybody out there gone over 100 miles per hour? Has anybody out there gone more than 40 miles per hour over the speed limit and gotten a ticket? When that happens, how much trouble are you in? This article says that Sanders... See, this seems low to me. This article says, this is from the Associated Press, that it's only a $250 fine. That seems low. The guy has made millions of dollars. I guess it's got to be one size fits all. You can't fine one person more money than another person just because of what their salaries are, what their incomes are. But that doesn't seem, I guess, what am I saying, though? $250 to people like me and to most people is still a lot of money. But you'd think once you cross the Rubicon to like 40, 50 miles per hour over the speed limit, that there's almost grounds to like take your license away in a situation like that. We are obviously dealing with, as I said before, the most hyped six-round pick quarterback ever drafted by the Steelers in Will Howard. And he's not going to play this year, but we will see him obviously make appearances at training camp, which I think people will be excited for. And I think he'll make preseason football interesting. Now, we're 2 months away, actually less than 2 months away from it. But I think exhibition football, which is largely boring, even though it gets huge ratings here, and that's no shot at pomp, there are certain years where it's interesting and certain years where it's just a waste of time. This year, there might be an Aaron Rodgers cameo, which I think there will be. We'll see second halves, I think, played by Will Howard. And I think we'll get to see Mason Rudolph in a Steelers uniform again. So that starts up in early August. I will be excited to watch that. It'll be exciting in Cleveland because all those guys are duking it out for a starting job. And depending on who you talk to, Kenny Pickett's going to get traded or get cut. Which is wild that in his fourth year that might actually happen to him already. 412-928-9370. Here is Dan in Greensburg. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, you had asked if anybody's ever gone over 100 miles an hour in a car.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law bought my sister-in-law a Mercedes Benz.
Congratulations on all their success.
Yeah, he's pretty successful. We took that car out to Route 66 in Delmont. I had that car up to 140 mile an hour, and my brother-in-law was white-knuckled.
How did it handle at 140?
Andrew, a Mercedes-Benz is built to ride the Autobahn at 120 mile an hour. The car actually lowers itself on the chassis.
Interesting.
It's designed to lower itself to become more dynamic. That car was actually capable of going to... I think 220 mile an hour, but I had it at 140 on Route 66.
Huh. Do you look at a professional football player going 101 and a 60 as a sign that he's a bad decision maker and won't be a good quarterback?
No. I mean, you know, a bad decision maker speeding has nothing to do with being a quarterback on a football field.
Thank you, Dan. There are personal conduct policies. In the NFL, where guys get busted if they act a foul or a fool off the field. A foul, a fool? I think I can use both there. So that guy went 140. Holy crap. So on Route 66 in Delmont, he said, what would the speed limit be there? 55, maybe? That's 85 miles per hour over the speed limit. What happens if you get ticketed there? They just put you in cuffs right away. You're done. Rob's next. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, I've been over 120 plus several times, and driving in as a passenger. And one time, I know you're familiar with this area of road down towards Meadowlands on 79.
Yeah. Yep.
The guy was tailgating me. I had a four-wheel drive GMC Sierra extended cab dually with an 8.1 liter engine in it. And the guy was was tailgating me, and I got tired of it. I buried the needle at 140 and just kind of pulled away from him. Just started playing some games with him because he kept trying to keep up. And
140.
I wasn't playing that game. It was probably more like 150. I mean, the needle was buried.
And when you go that fast, like even a bigger vehicle like that handles fine?
You know what? That truck handled pretty damn good. I mean, the other time was on my wedding day. We were late getting to the wedding. I got married at Hines Chapel, and I grew up in Little Washington, and we were a little bit late getting going, and my best man had a Corvette. And down in the three lanes down in Bridgeville, we were going probably 120, 125 plus. I kind of told him, you know, yeah, not on my wedding day. Kind of slow it down.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Ron. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us next a little early because we've got We've got Pirates baseball messing with things today. Get his thoughts on a bunch of things coming up. I mean, I think Ray thought at one point the Steelers would take Shedeur Sanders.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Outline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm live at the Jam Pack Rivers Casino Sportsbook, hanging out on a holiday for many of you. I'm working. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're out with the family doing some stuff. Thanks for finding us. We will have Paul Skeens baseball. He's pitching this afternoon or this evening on the fan, early evening on the fan, I guess I should say, 5:40 first pitch. We will get into coverage at 5:15 today. So this is your place to listen to the best pitcher in baseball pitch later on today and see if he can finally get a win for the Pirates, a 4-6 record this year despite an ERA that is the lowest in baseball. Ray Fittipaldo joins us right now, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. Ray, why do you think the Steelers ultimately decided to not draft Shedeur Sanders?
I think mostly it had to do that they didn't have a grade on him in the first five rounds. And, I think...
Wow.
The second part of that equation was, and this was really never discussed, but I think you've seen some leaks with other teams across the NFL. Now, a lot of people just didn't want to deal with Deion Sanders and what that might be down the road after he's done at Colorado. So I don't know if the Steelers felt that same way, but they did not have a top five round grade on Shedeur Sanders, and that's why they went the route they went.
Did they have an undraftable grade on him?
I don't know that for sure. I think I told you guys, like, when they came in, when Shedeur came in here for the visit, the Steelers didn't have a bad impression of him or anything like that. You know, they thought he was a good kid, but it just didn't match up, with what they wanted in a quarterback. So, he's in Cleveland now. I guess he's doing okay, I guess, for his speeding ticket, but, it'd be interesting to see what the future holds for him in Cleveland and whether he could outperform that fifth round grade.
Have you ever driven 101 miles per hour before, Ray?
I'm sure I have, but not lately. Probably in my younger days.
Do you think Paul Zeiss has gone faster than 101 before, and have you been in the car with him when it happened?
I have been in the car with Paul, yes. He definitely goes over 100 miles per hour. But here's the funny story. We covered a game at Villanova 1 year. I was probably going about 75. He's in the passenger seat, and I get a ticket. He's probably blown 100 and doesn't get caught, and I get caught for doing 70. So there you go.
Yeah. There's a lot of different reporting on TJ Watt, what he wants, what he expects, the likelihood of a deal getting done. Where are you currently on that topic right now, Ray?
Yeah, Tony, I think a deal is going to get done, but it's probably not going to be something that happens early in training camp. Or I don't even think in mid-training camp. I just think it's an extremely difficult negotiation given what's going on with Myles Garrett in Cleveland back in March. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Dallas and Micah Parsons are also operating at a snail's pace, and things, even though they just restarted in Cincinnati, things don't seem to be going much better with Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. So this summer is going to be really key, I think, for edge rushers. I think the Browns kind of, you know, turned the market upside down back in March, and no one really knows how to react to it. So I'm not sure what the Steelers are going to do, but I don't get the feeling they want to act first on this. I think they want to see what Dallas does and what these other teams do before they deal with TJ.
Well, there's a risk there, because if part of their argument is Cleveland did this with Deshaun Watson and they did it with Myles Garrett, they didn't set a new market, they just went above and beyond it. Well, yeah. What happens to that argument if, say, Micah Parsons gets more money than Myles Garrett?
Right. Yeah, so I think now we're not even talking about names in the NFL. And everyone always says collusion in the NFL, but in the NFL, it's almost by position, right? Like, NFL running backs now, are it's the position that doesn't get paid. And I think NFL people are trying to figure out, are edge rushers still worth it? Because there's been this change last 5-10 years where interior defenders really are the guys who are applying the pressure or getting quarterbacks their mark, you know, with the quick passing, the three-step drops, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, for years and years and years, you know, it was the edge. It was, those were the guys who were getting paid. And now it's like, okay, you know, we got Jalen Carter. We got all these guys who are really good inside who do a great job. Who are we going to pay in the future? So it's not even about TJ and Micah and whether they're good players. I don't know they're good, but it's about the position, and it's about whether that position can still be as effective as it was. And I think the debate on that is going to continue for the next couple of months and probably next couple of years. I think the game has changed, and I think teams are trying to figure that out.
Ray, what do you say to some Steelers fans who think, well, they did draft Jack Sawyer, and maybe they have a little bit of leverage on Watt because they're not left naked at the position with Herbig and Sawyer there now as depth pieces?
Well, that's definitely true, but I don't know if that was their intention when they drafted Jack Sawyer. And it's not because of Jack Sawyer. It's because Nick Herbig is really a guy who could probably go on to half the teams in the NFL and be a quality starter. He's on a team with T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. So, you know, I think that's the case, but I don't think the Steelers were intentional in doing that because T.J. Watt was going in to a contract there. I just think they believe Jack Sawyer was too good of a prospect to pass up in the fourth round when they, and I think a lot of other teams, got a late second or early third round grade on him. So I don't know why he dropped,
yeah,
but when he was there in the fourth, they just jumped at the opportunity.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. A little break for him before the Steelers head to Latrobe in late July. Thanks, Ray. We appreciate it.
All right, Pony. Talk to you later.
There you go, Ray Fittipaldo. Jason Mackey joins me next. I want to ask Jason Mackey about some of these Penguins topics. Jason was on the Penguins beat for a long time and is still very familiar with a lot of the people over there. So I'm curious to get into with him some of the things that are now on the docket, given the fact that the Stanley Cup was handed out a couple nights ago in Florida. Live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, it is jam-packed, but the patrons here are unhappy with what they're watching. And you were probably displeased with what you were listening to. That's why you flipped back over to us. I'm, of course, talking about all the Pirates fans that have already turned off the game and are now listening to me. because the Pirates have fallen into a 5-0 hole against the Tigers with AL Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal on the mound, who has an ERA under 2. So trailing him 5-0 is the equivalent of trailing in a game 42-0. So the Pirates are going to lose this game, and they put out a ridiculously bad lineup, as they often do, because they're one of the worst hitting teams in Pirates history. And they decided today to go with Andrew Heaney in this game versus Skubal, which is good for us because we'll have Skeens on the Fan in about 3 hours. But it's bad for baseball because we got cheated out of Skubal versus Skeens today. Jason Mackey must have heard me debating that with Greg Brown yesterday or 2 days ago, or he's just a smart baseball man who covered baseball for a number of years at the Post-Gazette and has now been promoted to columnist. Jason, there has to be a better reason than the veteran pitcher always starts the early game when it's a doubleheader, right? That can't be. That's the way we've always done things, so that's the way we're going to continue to do things, and that's why we didn't get a game that the entire baseball world would have been watching right now.
I mean, there's another reason, Andrew. It's not a good reason, and I don't agree with it. I mean, you're trying to win a game. You're trying to win a game.
You're settling for a split. You're going in there and saying, yeah, hey, we're 29-46. Instead of trying to win two because we're
horrible. Yeah,
we're not going
to use our best gun against Tarek Skubal. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a good explanation. I'm just saying there is one. I hate it. I'm right with you, man. I hate it. I think it's ridiculous.
So we're in last place. Let's concede a game.
Yeah, basically. You're happy with the split.
Yeah. You know what? If you're in first place, so be it. But you're not. You're in last. Anyways, that grinds my gears, but yeah. I don't want to. Why, you want to say more about it? Go ahead.
No, I just think it's a failure within baseball, too. Like, you're not thinking enough about outside of your little world. I mean, come on. Donnie Kelly and A.J. Hinch know each other well. Like, it should be a conversation, even. Like, hey, let's put on this show. Let's
yep.
do this.
Agreed.
And anyway, I'll let it go, too. It makes me mad.
Jason, you also covered the Penguins for a long time. I have to ask you this question. We know that Kyle Dubas has tacitly alluded to the idea that there's a rebuild going on. The head coach, Muse, said at his introductory press conference that they're a team in transition. So, and we also have Dubas saying, I'm not trying to build a team that's going to sneak into the playoffs, a la the Steelers. I'm going to build a team that's actually built to contend. What would happen if Connor McDavid actually was available in a trade this offseason, though? What would you do then?
I mean, it wouldn't fit with what they're saying. Me personally, I don't know how you don't, right? Like, how do you turn away Connor McDavid?
I'm asking you to try to get in their minds. Exactly. Does Kyle Dubas at least try to put a package together for him?
No, I don't think he does. I don't, because I think what Kyle has, the direction that he's taken, it is 180 degrees opposite. He wants to build from within. He wants to stockpile assets. He's not going to do this immediately. And I don't think one Connor McDavid suddenly makes them a really good team. It makes them a better team, makes them a playoff team, but it doesn't make them a complete team. I think they'll probably stay the course. Is that the right move? I don't know. I have a hard time passing on Connor McDavid, but I don't see them going that direction, no.
So if we find out McDavid isn't going to re-sign and the Oilers don't want to lose him in free agency, you're saying you don't think the Penguins would pursue him at all?
That's correct.
Wow. All right, well, let me ask you this. I know it was not the Post-Gazette that reported this. It was your friend Josh Yoey who said preemptively he's heard that Malkin is going to play out one more year here, and then he's going to either retire or play somewhere else and in 2027. Where do you come down on getting, you know, just the thought that the Penguins would get that word out before Malkin's final season? What would be the point of that, in your opinion?
I mean, I guess to set up a retirement tour. And I want to be careful with this, Andrew, because Josh is a friend of mine. I like Josh. I have a lot of respect for Josh. I sort of assumed that was happening. I think a lot of us did. Why would the Penguins bring Malkin back? That doesn't make any sense. His game's in decline. You have to sign up for another contract. They're in the middle of a rebuild. that just doesn't line up for me. I assumed, heard whatever, he would probably go back to Russia after this season. So again, I'm not trying to criticize Josh's reporting at all. He should run his own race, but like I never got serious wind that he was going to be back. And you know what kills me is this is a reason the Penguins should have more urgency than they do. That Evgeny Malkin is stepping away from hockey very likely after this season, unless something crazy changes. And they're just like, nope, we're going to slow play this. We're not going to rush things, rush to get back to the playoffs. Like, if that's another franchise and another franchise player, that team's doing everything it can to get back into the playoffs.
I actually like the plan, though. I don't trust Kyle Dubas to execute it properly, but I don't think they're close, and I would rather try to do it the right way than just put a Band-Aid or microwave it.
But
go ahead. Do you have a rebuttal?
I think you can do versions of both, Andrew. I do. With the cap going up, I think you can get out from under some contracts.
We've
I think
seen them try to do both for like 5 years under two GMs, and it hasn't worked.
Well, I mean, that's fair. I can't rebut any of that evidence. But you can get out from under Carlson. You can get out from under Jarre. You have some picks. You can attach them to them, and you can spend money a little bit differently around July 1. It can make you markedly better while not mortgaging the future.
Jason, give me, in your opinion, the biggest move the Penguins will make this offseason. That can be a guy going. That can be a guy coming in. If you had to predict based on what you've seen and what you've heard, what do you think is the biggest move we'll see them make between now and the start of next year?
I don't think you're going to see any big names coming in. I will say this. It wouldn't surprise me if one of the bigger names that we talked about, like a Carlson or a Jarre, that they're able to move one of those guys. I think that'll end up being the biggest move. I don't think it's more likely to move. I'll go with Carlson.
Well, he's got to play ball with that no movement clause, but why would he want to stay here given the transition that they're in and everything else?
Well, I mean, he can help a contending team. He can. There's enough offense there.
Or he
can
kill a contending team.
He'll help. That's true. The game will play.
Jason, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, brother. Take care, Pony.
There you go. How about that? If there was a for sale sign out on Connor McDavid, Jason thinks that the Penguins wouldn't even think about it. I disagree with that. I mean, if the best player in the sport is available, and you've Sidney Crosby, and you think Sid could pick up the phone and coax him into coming here, you'd have to put a package together to try to make it happen. Even if it was not your plan A, it becomes your plan A. Bob Pompiani next hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.